quite a change from last week, hey? With the verses that we looked at last week, for those who are here and can remember. Paul again emphasizes the importance of gratitude. He calls the people loved by God and names the reality that this group of believers were among the first to receive the good news of God becoming human and at work to make all things new. It's lovely, it's calm, it's often what we need to hear. But what happens when life gets messy? When hard stuff is happening all around us and we're at risk of falling over, giving up, being overwhelmed and overcome? When we feel weak in the knees or unsure in the spirit, tentative in our next step, and our grip on all that is helpful feels a bit like an olive oil-dipped banana skin. That's what the next couple of verses address. Favourite childhood memories? One of mine is going down to the beach at our family batch in the Coromandel with my dad. So with my younger brother and sister, and often we had friends holidaying with us, and climbing around the rocks at the south end of the beach. Now, partway around the rocks, because these would go, you know, take quite a while to get around, like maybe, maybe half an hour at least to go one way, and then you'd get to a point you couldn't go any further, come back. But partway around, Dad would always choose a rock, and that would depend on the tide and the waves and who was actually with us and how old we were. He'd choose a rock, and it would always be a rock that was out in the ocean. So he said, you know, a rock that was sticking out in the sea, surrounded by water, like a little island. And then he'd leap over onto it, and he'd say, "Come on, jump." Now, the issue wasn't so much the gap jump, which there certainly was, with the drop below us with jagged rocks and waves crashing in. The issue was more about keeping our balance once we made the jump. Because at this East Coast beach, there was actually nearly always decent-sized waves. So the challenge was to jump across, land on the uneven terrain, and handle the spray over our bodies and the water coming up over our feet from the waves. And when it was particularly rough, Dad would reach out. And that's not us. Dad would reach out and grab us as we jumped, and then we'd hold on tight to each other's hands if it was really rough, lest we lose our grip or balance. So I'm sure everyone here has done that, right? Yeah, maybe. It's good fun. Anyway, we're going to keep that in mind. Now, up here, I'm not sure if you noticed, I tried to make these a little bit prominent. Maybe I could have made these a little bit more prominent. That would have been better. I should have done that. Up here, I have some chocolates. And basically, I'm needing some people to come and help show us how keeping their balance can be really tricky. So, can I tempt you with a chocolate to come and participate?
Yep.
Sweet. Oh, good on you. I'm going to need some people. Who else is in for this? Oh, Ezra. Is that because there's chocolate? Oh, okay. Well, anyone else coming up? You can have a think about that. Good on you, Aaron. Aaron's wanting chocolate. Roy's wanting chocolate. This is going to be excellent. I'm going to have to move this now. That's great. I like this. Now, on the topic of temptation, before we get there, this Wednesday, 4:30, I think it's 4:30. Can someone correct me if I'm wrong? We are kicking off a new hangout for our youth, subject to how COVID is, specifically school years 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, or if you're old school like me, standard 4 to form 4. Okay, we're going to be downstairs. Ethan's going to be running this. There's going to be a whole lot of games and fun and food. And the topic is temptation. So that was just my little link to temptation and a notice for youth group that I'm trying to integrate. Sweet. Okay, so here we go. We've got some challenging stuff over here. There we go. So I can see some people have got bare feet. Some people, I'm going to have to move some stuff. Let's move these seats back. There we go. Someone's wardrobe. There we go. Here we go. Osh, health and safety. Aaron, glad you're here.
I'll be watching.
Right, you'll be watching. Right, here we go. We're going to have
Oh, he's got heaps of people. Oh,
I can sit down.
No. That's fine. Are you sure? Okay, I need you guys. Do you mind slipping off shoes to go bare feet just to make it easier or harder? I haven't decided yet. Okay, you come and stand on here. How many of you can fit on there? All four of you?
Yep.
Okay, great. Okay, one-footed. Here we go. We're going to go one-footed. Can you do that, Roy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Well done.
Now, no-footed.
So that's one-footed. That's really good. I see you're holding on to something there, Roy. Okay, can you change legs? Now, just imagine there's some hard stuff going on. So it's a little bit hard, isn't it, standing on one leg on something that's uneven? You know, like you might be meeting with people for the first time or in a group of people you don't really know. Okay, it's getting a little bit harder this time. Just practice a little bit of cunny. Do a little bit, a bit of dancing. Yeah, you might have... Oh, that's good. Yeah, so things might be getting a little bit tough in life. Maybe someone's being a bit mean. Oh, that's really good. Get your arms up in the air. Wave them around like you just don't care. That's great. Well done. Okay, that's very good. Now, oh, no, that's fine. Keep going. You can change your feet around if your legs get tired. That's great. Now, I need a couple of people on cushions. Who's going to stand on a cushion? Okay, Ezra, you can have one. Who else wants one? One of you can hand. Okay, 1 foot. No injuries, please. Okay, now, just imagine, things are getting a little bit harder. Maybe there's a bit of conflict happening with a family member. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, now, ready? Here we go.
Ball flips away. Here we go. Keep going. Going to catch the ball. Oh, here we go. Catching. That's great. Pass it back. That's great. Yeah, here we go. Libby. Roy. Oh, right here. Faster. Okay. That's impressive. I didn't think you guys did. Okay, so now I shut. And I'm not going to throw them at you.
Okay.
There you go. I shut. Said you can go. I shut. Oh, keep going. Well done. Change legs. Change legs. Oh, that's impressive. Imagine your city's being bombed. You've got some hard stuff going on. Your eyes are shut. It's like that. You're having to leave your city. One important part. Okay, so open your eyes up. Okay, now we're going to do the same thing. Okay, you're going to be dancing. Life's going really hard. What's it like to now grab hold of this? Everyone can grab on. Can everyone hold on a little bit? There we go. Now, see if you can do the same thing. So a bit of dancing, a bit of arms around. There's a ball.
Oh, you guys are impressive. So I was trying to get across the idea here of standing firm. Oh, yeah, got some chocolates. Oh, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah. Here we go.
Well done for being tempted. Oh, you can give it to someone else. Oh. Okay. So it was a little bit easier to stand firm, wasn't it, when as things got harder and as things got harder to hold on to something, eh? So that's the thing we sort of want to be thinking about. But why should we? Why do we? And when do we need to brace ourselves? And why hold firm in life? Why hold on? Why do we need to hold on at times? And I think that's probably because something we need to do that when we need to brace ourselves when something's about to happen, because challenges are coming, because hard times are around the corner. And I love the words in this next section of chapter 2 in our passage. It says, "So then, my dear family, stand firm and hold on tight to the traditions which you were taught, whether through what we said or through our letter. And may our Lord Jesus, the Messiah himself, and our ever God,
who loves us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope by grace. Comfort your hearts and strengthen you in every good work and word. So Paul is recommending to this young church in Thessalonica that they brace themselves, that they stand firm, and they hold on tight because troubled times are on the way. And like being on unstable rocks with waves crashing over us, or trying to stand firm and hold on and keep balance like what these guys were earlier, this little church in Greece is going to be impacted and pushed around and made unstable. And when that happens, they need to know how to stand firm, and they need to know what to hold on to. And so here, the writer of this letter, Paul, is quite clear about what to hold on to. He says, the traditions that you were taught. That is, foundational Christian teachings he'd given them when he was with them, as well as by letter, which was 1 Thessalonians. So from Paul's various writings, we've got a pretty good idea of what these traditions were. There was the gospel message itself, that Jesus is the world's true Lord, and that God loves all people and invites us to accept and live out of that love. That's really important to Paul. It's right through all his writings. And then another thing that's quite big for Paul is around sharing communion together. Thanksgiving for the reminder of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. Sharing in food and drink together teaches us and reminds us about sharing in Christ's very life. And the third one, which flows out of the other two, is the core principle for Paul on how Christians are to live. That we're to live out this love that we've been embraced with. Love that practically supports and reveals God's heart to all that we interact with. Hold on tight to these, Paul says, and we won't go far wrong when things are tough. So when hard times come in life, it takes a lot of effort to keep our footing and to keep hold of what we need to. Holding a literal rock won't help us too much, nor will a broom handle. A passage suggests two things are working together to enable us standing firm and a holding tight. Like a coin with two sides, heads and tails. We can't just have one. Both are needed. And those two things are that God is powerful and will support us. And we need to stand firm and hold tight. It can be tempting to think of if God is in control, we can relax. Or that if we have to struggle and work hard, it means that God isn't as powerful as we had thought. It can be tempting to think that. But God's power can be experienced through us holding fast, holding tight, and through embracing the gospel message of Jesus being the world's true Lord and of God's love for all people. And God's power can be experienced through remembering Jesus' birth, death, life, death, resurrection, ascension, and future return, and joining in with this countercultural allegiance to Jesus being Lord. In May, we're going to be starting an Alpha course for anyone who's interested in exploring more about Christian faith and how to live for Jesus. And then God's power can be experienced through living out this life of love, graciously giving love away, and humbly and gratefully receiving love ourselves. These support and stabilize us. They energize our flagging spirits. They bring perspective and focus and purpose, which all take our effort too. And so, when things are hard, we can remember. We can remember to stand firm, to keep our balance, and hold on tight to what we need to. And there's lots of different ways that can look like. But remembering Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, is with us. Lots of people find music really helpful to reconnect with Jesus when we're in a tough spot, to keep the main thing the main thing. being brave and reaching out to somebody we trust to talk about what's happening for us. And walking in the light by having honest conversations that dispel shame. And not giving up meeting together. We're reminded of the greatest story ever told when we meet together. We have a sense of connection with God and we can relate socially. In saying that, this is very different sort of times, isn't it? And there's lots of us here, which is really great. And yeah, we need to really think carefully about what happens in the coming days and weeks. Other things that we can do to remember to stand firm and hold on tight are doing what grounds us in the moment, perhaps with some mindfulness and in spending time with God in prayer and Bible study and conversation. Intentionally practicing gratitude, like we've mentioned a couple of times in this series. You know, what is it that we're grateful for today? And how can we express something in response to that gratitude that we're recognizing? And keeping that big picture in mind, that Jesus really is the world's true Lord and is making all things new and is coming again. And evil will end. And renewal and redemption will happen for the whole cosmos, including us and our very lives. So let's reach for this foundational stuff that by God's grace is there for us when things get hard. It won't make life easy, but it will help us stand firm. So we're going to pause and be still with whatever thoughts might be going on in our heads, perhaps sparked by our topic today or something else that's going on in life. Let's take a minute where you might like just to talk with God quietly in your own heart and head about whatever is there and present for you. After a moment, we're going to think through. Then we're going to think about a little of the tough stuff happening around the world. So, yeah, let's just take a moment just to be present with what's happening there for us.